You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Each year, the state of Michigan spends about $15 million to clean up abandoned industrial sites. Contamination can threaten water sources, threaten the public health. The state is about to run out of money to do that cleanup. James Clift is the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. James, I can't tell you how many people I've run into who think we took care of all these pollution problems back in the 1970s. How many polluted sites are we talking about in the state?
Altogether, we have about 15,000 sites. About 7,000 of them are old leaking underground storage tanks, and about 8,000 are kind of other contaminated sites.
So what has the state of Michigan done over the last few decades to clean them up?
It addresses the worst sites. They always find sites that these are threatening public health today. Let's go in and address this site. Or it's threatening a community water supply, so they'll kind of rush in and spend a lot of money on that site. But they really haven't put a big dent in the backlog of sites. About 3-4 years ago, they started saying, okay, let's try to get rid of this backlog. We'll go back and relook at them because they've known about them for 10, 20 years or more. And what they find when they went back and started relooking at them, about 250 sites a year, about 10% of them, threat to public health, need to do something immediately. 30, 40% of them need more work, not immediately, but it does need more work. And about half of them, they've realized that the contamination is such where it's not threatening public health.
Why is it? How is it that the state is running out of money to do these cleanups?
So you go back all the way to maybe 2000, and we used to use a fair amount of general fund money for this purpose, actually up to $20 million a year we were using.
That's the big checking account for the state, right? General fund.
Yeah, that is. That's general fund. That's all we have, all the tax dollars that come in. More recently, they've been using mainly bond money, environmental bonds that were approved by the voters. And that's what they've been using to run the remediation division. But now we're almost out of that bond money. There's one other little account they have. It's called the Refined Petroleum Fund. It's generated by a 1 cent fee on gasoline sales in the state, 1 cent per gallon. That generates about $50 million a year. And that's used to address both some of the publicly held sites or the publicly responsible sites, we call them orphan sites, and some of the private sites out there.
So we're cleaning up polluted sites with borrowed money. Why?
Well, because when we went into kind of the recession in 2008 and our checking account, our big account, general fund, started getting very tight, you know, that's when we started getting away from using general fund and using these bond monies instead. Now, of course, our economy's coming back. There is more general fund, even to the point where they were going to put some in what they call the rainy day fund. But again, I think we just got used to using bond money and not general fund.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of claims on that rainy day fund money, too. I understand that Governor Rick Snyder has a proposal to fix this problem for a year. What's he suggesting?
Yeah, so it's that refined petroleum fund that I mentioned. This is, again, a 1 cent fee on each gallon of gasoline sold. Generates about $50 million. They've got a little extra money in that account. So they're saying, hey, let's use $15 million out of that account this year. I am guessing that they're going to have the same problem next year. And then longer term, they're discussing whether or not a new bond should be floated.
Well, let me stop you for a second, because you're talking about stealing from Peter to pay Paul. What kind of problems do these leaking underground gasoline storage tanks cause? I mean, don't we need the money to clean them up?
Yeah, the same problem we're seeing at the other sites, you know, where we've got some of these sites where the contamination has gotten into groundwater. It threatens people's individual drinking water wells, sometimes community wells. A new thing we're hearing about is vapor intrusion, where it will come into contact with a foundation of a building. Then the vapors will seep into the basement of that building. We've had to evacuate some buildings in recent years. So not addressing these sites have consequences, and we're starting to feel those.
So why would the governor want to take money from cleaning up those storage tanks to use it to clean up and abandon industrial sites? Now we're doing half measures for two major problems.
Yeah, unfortunately, you'll see a lot of this in state budgeting in general and a lot of it within the Department of Environmental Quality budget, where there always kind of seems like they're scrambling around to figure out where do we have some available funds to deal with the problem that we think is most immediate.
So even if this one-time shift in money is approved, you said it might be done again the next year. I mean, is there no long-term fix being talked about in Lansing?
Again, a little bit of talking about bonding, but again, that wouldn't happen until at least the 2018.
It's still borrowed
money.
Election.
I mean, it's still borrowed money.
It cost us more that way.
Yeah, it does. It costs us at least 1.5 times that amount. So if you look around the country, you know, we've kind of liked the Minnesota model. A few years back, what they did is they dedicated 0.25% of the sales tax to dealing with their environmental issues. It actually funds their whole environmental agency. But that is kind of one of the other models out there that Michigan could look at.
Well, that's the mood of the legislature in Michigan is not of the one in Minnesota. I mean, they were talking about tax cuts earlier this year. How are we ever going to convince the legislature that we need to increase taxes to clean up pollution?
Again, this is always something that would have to go to the voters. So I think that would be one is, you know, should we consider putting that to the voters, or do we put a bond and that up and decide, is it a combination of those two that move forward? The bonding idea, of course, is now wrapped up into the infrastructure bond that the Infrastructure Commission suggested. So, again, lots of needs out there trying to figure out which ones to deal with.
Right. That's James Clift. He's the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks for explaining this to us.
Thank you.